and welcome to I Am Geek, or is it Living with the Landspeeder? Or is it both tonight? Yes, tonight it is I Am Geek and Living with the Landspeeder together into one. So if you're listening to I Am Geek right now, hey, guess what? It's I Am Geek. And if you're listening to Living with the Landspeeder, it's Living with the Landspeeder. And it's both at the same time because I'm Ryan, joined by my brother Chris, my good pal Catron,
and
my other good pal Derek, the four of us together. This is episode 295 of I Am Geek, chapter 25 of Living with the Landspeeder. We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to talk about geek things. We're going to Star Warsify something. And for our listeners over at Living with the Landspeeder, you're going to hear a little bit about what I Am Geek is like. And for our I Am Geek listeners that don't listen to Living with the Landspeeder, you're going to hear what we do on Living with the Landspeeder.
And be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes.
Yes. And hopefully you'll start listening to both of them if you're not already, or watching on YouTube. You can watch it, I Am Geek Show or Living with the Landspeeder.
Yes.
And then I Am Geek wherever you listen to podcasts. But you should know that because you're listening to it right now. Anyways, hey guys, we're back.
Hey guys.
I'm ready for some fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How's everyone doing? It's been a while. The weeks have been crazy.
It has.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm a mess. I'm a mess, y'all.
That's all right.
I do not apologize.
We all have things going on.
Hey, life happens.
Sometimes your Philips Hue system goes down.
It happens.
Sometimes your roof leaks.
That happens too. Wow. Sometimes you get kidnapped by a drug cartel.
That's true.
That's what happened to Derek last week.
Yeah, you don't even know where I was.
We don't.
Minnesota.
Nope. We don't know where you are right now.
There earlier that week.
Oh, okay.
For work.
Oh, yeah.
But fun story. I was going to come back early on Tuesday because the group AJR was performing, and I used to work with them, and I was going to take some of the kids from our tech center to shoot the show. So they were going to like do video and photo. It was going to be a really cool thing. But I ended up having to stay the whole conference whatever. Tuesday morning, AJR texts me and they're like, hey, because of weather, our opening act can't make it. Can you open the show?
Wow.
Ooh.
Wait a second. You canceled Living with the Landspeeder so you could open up some show from a band?
That was on Tuesday.
Oh, that was on Tuesday.
I couldn't get back for it because
they made me
stay longer.
Oh.
So I missed an opportunity to play a sold out show.
Oh.
Ooh. I would have been like, sorry, work. I have a family emergency.
I was 3.5 hours away. I couldn't get there in time. Sad face.
Sad face.
So, but you still don't know where I was last week. And I'm never going to tell.
You probably just went to bed early or something.
No, I was at a
show. He was like, where?
I was at a show.
Oh.
At a show. Uh-huh. Not Living with the
Town last
at week. At a gun show. Bam!
Main attraction.
Boom.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep this family friendly. Put those guns away.
Oh, sorry.
By guns, we mean arms.
Yeah, the right to bear
the right to bear
arms. Bear arms?
Anyway. That would be awesome. I would love to have bear arms.
Just the arm, like the hands as well. You still have human hands.
I want human bear arm. Almost like a man bear pig kind of situation.
If this was Fallout, you could probably have bear arms.
Ooh, has everybody seen Fallout?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This will be our geek side of the thing. Yes.
What did everyone think?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. It made me want to play a Fallout game because I've only played like Fallout 76 a little bit with Catron and Chris, but it's been a long time. And I was like, I want to play. And then I was like, well, I can't play Fallout 76 because you have to play it online.
Oh,
I don't have that right now. PlayStation. So then I was like, well, maybe get Fallout 4 or something sometime and play that. But I liked it.
Well, maybe you'll get it for your birthday. I don't know.
I loved it. The only hang up I have is that I can't not see Uncle Baby Billy. None of you guys watch Righteous Gemstones.
No.
So, you know, you see the ghoul and all I can think of is Uncle Baby Billy. Like, singing the song.
I just I just see the dad, and I see the captain from How I Married Your Mother or whatever.
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Married Your Mother.
How I Married Your Mother. I mean, eventually.
Ceremony.
It's a very short show.
The casting was funny because, like, people, like, random people that would just pop up. Like, was it Fred Armiston? He was in there.
Yeah.
However you say his name. And
what's the guy that was the Titan? Because that was
he was the cop on Friends.
That guy.
But yeah, there's a bunch of hated him. And then the one dude that is the guy from Superstore. Remember, did you ever watch Superstore?
Mm-mm.
He played the weird husband. It's the guy with the mustache. The guy that was the guy that came to replace
the
fallen.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. The
that had the bum foot at one point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bum foot. Yeah.
And Fred's like Fred last name. Joseph Bumfoot.
Bumfoot.
But yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was good. It's a
weird hobbit.
I may be designing kyber crystals that look like
there you go.
Nuka
Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Quantum.
Yeah, so, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I wasn't quite sure. I was like, I'm optimistic, but cautiously optimistic, right? And it exceeded my expectations.
Yeah, it was fun.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there were some people that were like, oh, this is a little bit different than the game or whatever, but it's...
As someone who doesn't know anything about the game, I was like...
If you're a big fan of the game or if you have not even played it, you can get something out of it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Unlike the people that don't like watching, you know, Ahsoka, because you have to watch Rebels.
Who are those weirdos?
Yeah. Did anybody call the phone number from the commercial about the...
No, but I heard a recording of it.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Screaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, but so after I watched the show, because there's always somebody listening, I guess, my For You page on that evil TikTok was just like Fallout video after Fallout video. And it was just like, it was like describing all the weird vaults. Like, in this vault, there's 999 men and one woman. And in this vault, there's 999 women and one man. And like in this vault, the door doesn't work. So they're all mutated and all this stuff. I was like, that's really funny. So I've never played the game. So like, do they go into all the different vaults? What's wrong with them in the game? Or that's just...
No.
No. Okay.
No, you start off in like your vault. In different games, you're starting in a different vault.
But do you learn about the different vaults?
No, you learn about some of them, but not like there's a lot of mystery around all the vaults and like the rest of the world. So there's a lot. So just like your TikTok has been suggesting stuff, my YouTube is nothing but Fallout. Like, I didn't search anything. I didn't look for anything Fallout. But, you know, it knows.
It knows.
It knows its audience. And then you click on one, and then it suggests a bunch. And I'm like, well, I'm tired of the normal Disney vloggers this week and all the weird stuff they do. And so it was a Fallout week for me.
Yeah. My YouTube's nothing but Conan O'Brien.
Ooh, great YouTube.
He did a Fallout thing.
That's a good thing.
He did a Fallout cold opening to a thing that, and he was rushing to a vault.
Oh, did you see his Hot Ones episode?
I did. I loved it. It was amazing.
I haven't watched it, but I saw that.
It's the best Hot Ones. And he's got a new show on Max called Conan Must Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just four episodes where he travels the world to hunt down his fans in other countries. Oh. And it's great. It's good. All four episodes are really good.
All four. Well, also, since we're sticking with the geek stuff here for a moment, the Deadpool trailer dropped. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to the movie. I don't know. I thought the trailer was okay. I think it didn't give away too much, so that was good.
Also, the Dolphins are on the clock right now. It's draft night.
Oh yeah.
Is it baseball?
Sports.
Sports ball.
Come on.
Go sports.
Let's go.
Tuesday.
Now, I like Wrexham. They're good.
Wrexham.
Sorry, that's, killed him.
It's football. It's football.
So Deadpool. Did everybody watch the Deadpool trailer?
Yes, we watched it. Yeah.
Are you guys excited for the Deadpool movie?
Sure.
Oh yeah, I am. I liked the trailer. I thought it was just enough. Like it showed Wolverine and it showed Deadpool and it had even little Easter eggs in it.
Shooting.
I'm a little worried about the villain. I mean, hopefully it's good and not cheesy. I don't know.
Isn't Deadpool supposed to be cheesy?
Well, Chris explained to me about the villain. And I was like,
villain is I think her name is Cassandra. So she is she's Xavier's twin from the womb, who I believe he ate her, kind of like enveloped, like brought her into himself, basically kind of absorbed her. Yeah. And then later on in life, she was still kind of like psychically alive in his psyche. And later
that sounds awful.
Made her own body and became an X-Men villain.
Oh,
see, that's why I was like,
she's like more powerful than Xavier.
Because
she's not just like telepathic, she also has telekinesis, because you could see in the trailer how she's like making Wolverine do all this stuff
with mind bullets.
Yes,
that's telekinesis, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's a wacky, weird villain, and I think it fits perfectly within the Deadpool movie. And then the actress is supposed to be really good. Who's playing her?
Oh, that's
supposed to be a really good actress. So I think that's good. Fun.
Yeah, I bet it'd be good.
One little Easter egg that I just want to say that I loved in the trailer is when it's both of them and they're doing like the superhero kind of walk towards screen, and there's a building behind them that says Liefeld's Just Feet, and Rob Liefeld, who's the creator of Deadpool, is notorious for horribly drawing feet or hiding them amongst like rubble and like little smoke clouds, just anything, because he hates drawing feet. And so it's just like Liefeld's Just Feet.
Not a feet man.
I thought that was
a pretty good one.
And then the fight scene between Wolverine and Deadpool in it exactly matches up to the fight scene of Flash Gordon and Spider-Man.
Flash Thompson.
or maybe Flash Gordon. Flash Thompson and Spider-Man from the Tobey Maguire movie in the school.
Yeah, somebody lined it up. You can find it online.
Yeah, it exactly matches up.
Good.
It matches up really nice. It's funny.
And maybe Flash Gordon's in there somewhere too. I don't know.
Why not?
The bird people, maybe.
But yeah, so that's, I think, I'm trying to think if there's any other geeky news.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Flash. I was surprised you didn't segue.
Today is the day. The day of recording is the day that Flash disappears in the CW show. On the newspaper, it says today's date.
Sad day. He's no
April
more
25th, gone. 2024.
Which I guess it came true because Flash is no more.
Well, the show's no more.
As
the show.
Today? No, just like, oh no, oh, ruined my
mind. How big of a fan you were.
Yeah, so Flash is gone. Sad day. Just take a moment and smile.
Flash is a big part of I'm Geek.
Our
content for a while.
At least back in the beginning.
But when it was good. When the show was good. We would review the episode.
Then we disowned it.
No.
We said, you're bad now. No more.
So bad.
and then Comicpalooza is coming up. So you're going to comics. Comicpalooza is coming up at the end of May. May 25th, 26th?
24th, 25th,
24th, 26th.
25th, 26th. It's going to be May.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we will be there. Derek won't be there because he's in Iowa.
He's at another gun show or something.
There's no way to get to Houston from Iowa.
There's no way. They've closed it down. You can't get
my green from
Iowa. But we will be there.
Iowa has become its own sovereign nation.
We'll be doing a live show. And
yes.
And then maybe on some other panels. And then if you want to be here, you need to come, because this year they're having people from Back to the Future. Michael J. Yes. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and the principal guy.
The principal guy.
Nobody knows. You know what? That's not even, he was in Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's come true. On. I don't know his name, though.
He's a staple. He's a staple of 80s movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows his name.
He was in Masters of the Universe.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he was. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He played the horrible version of... Wait, no, that was somebody else.
No, he was on Earth. He was like a police officer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was a police officer. That movie was weird.
But there's a lot of other guests, too. So not just Back to the Future.
Yeah,
guests.
Yeah.
People from the Office.
Creed from The Office. That's who I'm excited about.
Yeah. Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn.
Ramjin.
Not what Stamos.
Rebecca maybe Ramjin Derek's will coming be there. Now. Rebecca Romijn, I'm coming. I'm there.
We'll be doing a live show with another podcast called Skywalking Through Neverland. So that's going to be fun. And then there's a bunch of other guests that I can't remember right off the top of my head.
Napoleon Dynamite will be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. Which I heard they're going to do a second one. A second Napoleon Dynamite.
Maybe that's why he's there.
Yeah.
Little Leia will be there.
Little Leia. From Obi-Wan.
Leia.
So that's going to be fun. I'm going to be there.
Podcasters.
We'll be dressing up some.
You know, they haven't announced. They did announce one wrestler. John Cena will be there. But they usually have a group of wrestlers.
Or as I like to call him, Ricky Stenicki. Yeah. You guys watched that movie yet?
No. Not yet, no. Is it good? I guess it's good.
It's amazing.
And on that Friday before, they sometimes have a wrestling event. And I think he said they're going to have that as well. Kerry Gordon from the Metal Geeks podcast mentioned something about that. But so there's usually more wrestlers, and there's sometimes BattleBots. Last time I was there, BattleBots was there, which is pretty cool.
It's one of my favorite shows. I did it last year.
Our stuff was at a weird time, so we missed a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what they did last year. We sort of did our stuff and then had to go. And Katrin wasn't there. So it was like,
I wasn't there.
The party was not there.
There was no party.
I bring the party.
Yeah. Katrin brings the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bring whatever. Copper crystals. I'm from IM Geek Shop.
I bring the croissants.
Yes. All right. Well, I think we should move on to the other side of this podcast. Don't you think?
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Living with the Landspeeder, we Star Warsified Disney attractions. So, in other words, we walk over.
Let's switch over.
What we do is we take a Disney Parks attraction and we turn it into a Star Wars attraction or a Star Wars ride, whatever you want to call it. And tonight, we're doing Test Track because it was announced that Test Track is closing down for a little while.
Ooh.
To make its third version that's going to be inspired by the old World of Motion. So they're going back in time.
They're just pulling out old stuff from the old ride. Like, we're going to recycle this.
Yeah. We still got it on the back.
People
which it sounds like they're bring they're do which makes me hopeful because there was some stuff filed about the Imagination Pavilion.
I was getting to say we didn't talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So could they be bringing back maybe the old Figment too? Nods to the old Figment.
Probably not.
Nah, they're just going to do more stuff in the lounge upstairs.
No, I think they may be doing something because they had this video package of Figment going to the Imaginary Building and he's like walking in and he's saying hi to everybody. And then it came out that they filed all this stuff for the Imagination Pavilion. So they may be doing something with the ride.
Going to re-glue the acoustic foam to the walls. Yeah.
Well, one of the rumors is that Inside Out will be there.
No, better not.
Put him interacting with him. I don't know.
Can we just get the original tunnel back?
It's still there.
Neon tunnel. I want it back though. You don't get to go through it or do anything with it.
Yeah. closed all that off. So World of Motion, it's gonna be inspired by that. So we thought tonight, before they reimagine it, we should Star Warsify it.
Should. That way, if they come back with one of our ideas, we can say, we copyrighted it.
So Chris is joining us tonight. Sometimes he comes on and does this, so he's very excited.
Sometimes
when he can, when he's free, when he's not, you know, doing other stuff.
Yeah.
He comes on. I mean, he's welcome anytime, but every week he's like, I don't know.
But I'm not at the gun show. I'm just staring at pictures of Derek Frank doing holding his muscle up.
So I thought that
what I do.
I thought I could start tonight.
Great.
Why not?
You're right.
Let's do it.
Catron inspired me on the last. If you didn't listen to the last episode of Living with the Landspeeder,
it was a banger.
You need to, because Catron version of Carousel of Progress, chef's kiss. It deserves a Michelin star.
That's not how that works.
I know.
It was probably my favorite wreath. Or at least top five.
That was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun writing it. So.
Yeah. You get the Michelin star.
Writing. At least said writing it.
And writing.
In my dream. He built it for his backyard.
So I thought, test track. I'm going to, you know, Catron inspired me. So I'm digging into this one. But before we start that test track, you know when it opened? It opened in 1999. Mm. Yeah. March 17th, 1999. It goes to a max speed of 65 miles per hour.
Ooh.
You must be 3 foot tall or 3 foot 4 inches tall to ride it.
It was the year after I was born.
And it lasts about 5 minutes. Yeah, so you couldn't ride it when it opened because you were under 3 feet.
That's a lie.
People under 3 feet go in cars all the time. I don't understand.
No, I meant me being born.
Yeah. You have never been born.
Your seat, I
guess. You were made in a lab.
I just existed. Oh, there he is.
All right.
He just is.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Here's my title is it was very hard to come up with. It's Imperial Test Track.
No, that was mine.
Oh, not really.
Good.
Everything's ruined.
I stretched, you know, I was like, what could the title be? Something new, something interesting, Imperial Test Track. All right. So we're going to start in the room you go into before you go into the ride, the pre-show. Okay.
Okay.
So on the left side of the room are three hollow screens and two tactical screens. The tactical screens contain a bunch of notes and diagrams of the test vehicles and some of the tests we are about to experience. On the center hollow screen, a woman is sitting entering information into a computer, and behind her, we see other technicians working and looking at a large map of the track on the wall, and then the date and the time are at the bottom of this right corner of the screen. So that sort of sets the mood. That's where we're at. Okay, now, I'm going to try to do this as serious as I can. There's two people in this. There's a man and a woman. My voice will change. Oh. Whether it's a man talking or the woman talking.
All right.
So I don't have to say their name. So I don't have to be like, and then so-and-so says this. And then I'll try to change my voice and you can make fun of me. Because I know Chris will.
That won't be the only reason.
That's what we do.
Okay. Are we ready? We're going into the pre-show and scene. So we're going to start with the woman because she's on the screen. Okay. Here we go. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We hear other operators talking in the background. And then she says, Technician 247. Yeah. I told you, Sherry, you can call me Bill.
Well, that's the man voice.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Bill. The next group's ready. Okay, thanks. comes forward and he puts on a headset. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Imperial Test Track. My name is Bill McKinn. I'm up here in the control center, and in just a couple of minutes, you're going to be out there on the track. But first, let's put together your test schedule. There are some kinds of tests that are run at every Imperial test facility all over the galaxy. Let's put up the 26-8 grade. Oh, you got it. That's the woman.
Okay, got it.
Yep. Each time Sherry selects a test, a short video clip of the test is displayed on the two outer holoscreens. Bill. Okay, we're going to start you off on an accelerated hill climb. Now, these steep grades give us a chance to evaluate the effects of heat and stress on your thrusters. Would you like the twists or the blocks? Let's put up blocks. Naboo and Coruscant. Okay. Next, your vehicle is going to go over a variety of rough road surfaces. These are designed to test the integrity of the chassis. And it's going to be a bit bumpy. Yeah. Next, you're going to see and feel what it's like when a Jedi force pushes you and you lose control of the steering. Not such a good feeling, but hang in there because we're going to do the test one more time, this time with the AFS or the anti-force shield on. Okay, what's next? Let's do some environment tests. Put up 2, 5, and 7.
Seven?
Yeah, 7.
7.
Okay. After that, we're going to subject your vehicle to extreme temperatures of Tatooine and Hoth, as well as corrosive conditions, to see how it handles. Nature's worst. And finally, we'll take you out for some handling runs. Off-road or cornering? Let's do cornering. I'm going to send you through some hairpin turns, and then we'll take you out on the high-speed loops. And depending on how your land speeder and you hold up, well, we'll even throw in a few surprise tests in there. Surprise tests? Yeah, pick one. She picks the crash barrier test, which causes the crowd to react and laugh. Now, if this whole routine seems a bit extreme, you're absolutely right, but that's what an Imperial test track is all about. The speeders you drive on the battlefield are made up of over 15,000 different parts, and every one of them has to pass the test under very extreme conditions before we ever let it off the test track and out into the galaxy. Now, as you can imagine, safety is a big concern, so make sure you buckle up. Safety first. You'll be glad you did. Okay, we're ready. Okay, great. Well, Sherry says we're ready, so we'll see you out there on the test track. Good luck. Have a good ride. And then the screen glitches. And Admiral Akbar appears on the screen.
Ooh, that's a tarp.
Hello, I'm Admiral Akbar, and this is Imperial. This Imperial test track is testing a secret.
More.
Third voice.
You got to get a little gravel in there.
Yeah. This is Admiral Akbar, and this Imperial test track is testing a secret land speeder that, if put into the battle, could turn the tide of land combat.
We need him.
We need you to smuggle one out of this facility so we can run our own test on it. Hurry, I will contact you once you are aboard the speeder. Then the automatic doors open and you exit into the staging area where you board the speeder. Once aboard your land speeder, you'll experience all the tests that were mentioned above. Akbar will take over the screen throughout, giving you updates on how to escape. And you, when you make it to the room right before you exit to the outdoor track, alarms will sound, warning of incoming rebel forces. Once you start to the outdoor track, Akbar comes up on the screen and says, once you round the last curve, take to the exit to the left, where rebel forces will meet you. As you are on the loop, the Imperials are alerted of your escape and start firing laser cannons at you as you speed past. Ooh. At the last moment, your speeder exits to the left, avoiding being captured by the Imperial forces. Upon exit, you are greeted by the rebels, and Akbar appears on his holoscreen to congratulate you on making it out and avoiding the Imperial trap. So there we go. So that's the ride.
Nice. So it's a land speeder ride, right?
It's a land speeder ride. Got it. Sort of a tactical.
Nice.
Military land speeder.
I want to suggest a new name.
Okay. It's a trap.
So, you have just a picture of Admiral Akbar with a speech bubble, and it just says, it's a test!
Maybe that's a t-shirt you could buy.
Test track.
You get like the t-shirt in the store. And then I thought, you know, sometimes we add in stuff. There's a refreshment place right outside there. It's called the Cool Wash Refreshment Stand. So basically it's going to be Star Wars ified. There'll be a Landspeeder out front. There'll be Star Wars themed slushies, but the drinks will come in mugs that look like motivators. If you are lucky, you'll be given a bad motivator cup that is all weathered and broken looking. So sort of like what they do at Trader Sam's, where you can get the white pearl, but every once in a while you can get a black pearl. So we can get people to keep coming back to get that bad motivator cup, because it looks a lot cooler than the others.
Your bad motivator ride. Yeah.
So that's my attraction.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. I thought it was fun and pretty much took the pre-show and just Star Wars-ified it.
Hey. it almost sounded like the pre-show from Flights of Passage.
I mean, that was the pre-show for the ride. I just took it and changed it to all Star Wars.
And a dinosaur and several others. Disney, do you know a formula?
But I thought with the way Test Track looks, I mean, the building itself and everything, it's sort of imperial looking. It's sort of, you know, clean cut.
Yeah.
So I thought, that would be cool. It's like a testing facility for their military vehicles. There's a Darth Vader mug. And if you're watching on YouTube. So I thought it would be fun. And then Akbar. Yeah, I thought that it would be fun to have Akbar thrown in as sort of comic relief.
It's always good to have Akbar.
It's a trap. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Thank you. Well, good night, everybody. This has been Living with the Lance.
Bonjour.
Who's next? Who wants to go next?
You going?
No, not it.
Oh, yeah, I'll go. That's fine.
Is it not it?
I'll do it.
Okay, you do it.
Mine's not going to be as elaborate as that.
Sorry.
Mine's not either. No.
With all the talking and the three voices and all that.
I practice those like all week.
I could tell.
Good thing that we took an extra week to make this thing.
I was like, where'd Brian go?
I took an acting class.
The other people here.
I really felt like I channeled Sherry and Bill. You know, I felt like I was them.
I forgot that you were even there.
I know. You just go. I know. Yeah. Boom. Like, Akbar? What?
That's what he sounds like.
I don't know. I can't do voices.
I like it.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. I'll do mine. I'll call mine
Imperial Test Track.
Separatist Droid Testing.
Oh, okay. You're gonna ride a droid.
So mine is based in Episode 2.
Okay.
On Geonosis. In the droid manufacturing facility.
Yes.
You are newly joined separatists. You're coming to inspect the facility, see how everything's running. Make sure you want to put your money in this. You know, because I mean, there's two factions out there. You kind of want to, you know, play around, see what's going to be best. So you're welcomed as newly formed separatists. You're inspecting the facility. You're going in. You're seeing like all these like manufacturing things. It's just like you're in the facility in the movie as everything's moving through, and they're like, okay, you're gonna get on this vehicle, and it's going to take you around the facility, show you what's what and everything. And you're going through, and as you're going through, suddenly there's some intruders that start causing some chaos. There's two droids and a Jedi and a counselor going through the facility, just causing havoc. Things are breaking. Things are it's going wrong. Other droid heads are getting put on other droid bodies that aren't supposed to be there.
Heads are falling off.
Yeah, heads are falling off. You don't know what's going on. And there's one droid particular in our two unit that's just causing a lot of crazy. It's flying. Like, who knew it could fly? It's flying through here. That's crazy.
They fly now?
Yeah, I know. Who knew our two units could fly? But they can.
They can. In Lego games, they can, for sure.
Yeah, and it... and it triggers something that accidentally sets you off the path of your view, what you're supposed to be looking at, and sends you out into this giant Coliseum stadium where it's just chaos going on, and you just start shooting around the track of this Coliseum. There's giant like beasts fighting. There's all kinds of Jedi's landing and everything. Some like bounty hunter gets his head cut off. Like, what's with that? It's craziness. In front of his child? Yeah, I know. It's so weird. The child is like sitting there, like holding the helmet, and it's so sad. It slows down at that point. Like the ride just slows down, so you can just take that in. The child's head, just holding this. It just slows down, then it picks up again, and it goes through. But luckily, you get back in the facility just as everything's just going into chaos and crumbling, and just when you're exiting, everything's just like just blowing up, and it's just like in wreckage, and like I don't think I'm going to invest in the Separatist army. I don't think it's a good idea.
What are you riding in, by the way?
It's just a little little vehicle.
The wrong mine cart.
Yeah. It's just a little test vehicle that takes you around the facility.
Okay. The Austin Powers cart.
Yeah, it's just exactly the Austin Powers cart, and you're like, and you get stuck right back and forward, back and forward, back.
It's very inconvenient.
And, yeah.
Only somebody was more sensitive.
Yeah. If only. So there you go. I like it.
Yeah. It's a different.
Did you say who the Jedi was? Who's the Jedi?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a separatist. I don't know who's going around in there. It's crazy. I mean, it's just Jedi everywhere.
So why? At the end of the Jedi ride, can you buy like a Jango Fett popcorn bucket head or?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I have one of those.
Nice. I like it.
The popcorn around the top is a little singed.
Technically a stein, but I've got it. There we go.
Break out of his severed head. You can get little plushes of the creatures in the Coliseum.
I like it.
It's nice.
Get little droid building kits.
That scene was it for Kilimanjaro? I don't remember. It was forgettable.
I've done 24 of these things, Derek. You can't remember them all.
I don't remember any.
He's done that scene for every episode. Nice. Loves that scene. Everything.
I'll go next because I do not want to go after Katrin again after the last time. I mean, that props to you.
So. He's going to go at the end. Katrin's going to be like, I don't got anything this week. I used it all up.
Pod racers.
Oh, well. All right, so thanks, Katrin.
I'm sorry.
Who would do that?
I didn't mean. I was trying to think of something quick.
Go ahead, Derek.
That I would just say something.
I can't go before him or not.
Can't wait to hear yours, Derek.
What's it gonna be?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was pod racers. It's Star Wars Episode One Racers, based off of one of the greatest racing games ever made.
Mario Kart.
No, Star Wars Episode One
Zero
Racers.
Racers, come on.
So you are in Mos Espa, and you walk in, and you're going through, and you see Watto and all that, you know. All the junker stuff. And then you go in because it is the eve of the great race, the annual Bunta Eve Classic Pod Race. Mm. And as you're walking in, that you keep those, they have those little building stations. So you get to build your own pod racer. Ooh. Once you get it all built. Ooh. Yeah. The only big thing with Disney's revamp, you know how they just like to put a cover on it, right? Well, they added another car. Mm. So it's a lot like Radiator Springs now.
Okay. You're saying.
Racing.
But they're
side by side
racers. Yeah, they're side by side now. They add another track. How about I say that?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there you go. There so you go. Now you go head to head with another pod. And guess who? who is in that pod when you look over?
Darth Maul.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Have you ever seen that episode?
That's Blood. That's Bloodfin. That's the name of my
kidding. Watto?
Watto. No. Sebulba.
Sebulba.
Sebulba. So you have to race against Sebulba, and the other cart thinks that you're Sebulba. I don't know how they pull that
how
off.
How does that
I'm
work?
Not Imagineer.
It's well, Disney magic.
Oh, well, okay. Ask Patron. He seems to know.
No, of course.
So, yeah. So
you have to wear special glasses that just have pictures of Sebulba imprinted on them. That's like sort of see-through.
There's just really cheap window film on you. Yeah. On your pod racer only. Sebulba.
Everywhere I look, I just see Sebulba.
Yeah. And at one point, you know, you've got people shooting at you. You've got the Tusken Raiders shooting at you. Yes, and then you know, all of a sudden your pod racer malfunctions in the middle of the track.
Oh.
And you're going crazy, but you get it back together. And you win that race. But the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. No, that's not it. The best part is when you get done, you actually go in and they have all of the original arcade games. Pod racing arcade games in there. But not just that. They also have every console in there that they ever released this on. So that would be Microsoft Windows. That would be Nintendo 64, Game Boy Color, even Mac OS, Dreamcast, which was amazing. Everybody loved Dreamcast. The Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. So you can sit in there and play your favorite game at Disney.
For the low price. I thought you were going to say there was going to be like a build your own, like sort of like when you build your own lightsabers, you can build your own pod racers to take home with
you.
Well,
that's what I was going to say next.
That's
sorry.
No, I'm not really. What? That one. I wasn't. That is a great idea. I'm going to add that in there, though. Because your ideas are my ideas. Why not?
Yeah. I think pod racing. Yeah. I think this is the perfect way to Star Warsify this ride is to have pod racers and
the obvious is what you're trying.
It's the no, but that doesn't make it bad though, right?
It's because what it should be,
it's what it should be, is what I'm saying.
So I actually had a different thing, but then last week when you guys were talking about it, like, well, I didn't do pod racing, I didn't either, and I was like, I need to change this, but I don't have time because it was Thursday. Well, then
that's why it's canceled on us. He's like, I gotta change it to pod racing. I gotta cancel.
I gotta think for this about this for a whole week.
I need to look back on your text messages. Actually, my idea was
insert Katrin's idea.
So when you said pod racing, it was actually more funny because I changed because of what you know, what you guys were texting back and forth.
Oh,
what did you originally? What were you originally gonna do?
I'm not telling you because I'm gonna save it.
Oh.
It was a good idea. Save it for a different ride.
That's kidding.
So my son said I should do pod racing. It's like, I don't want to do pod racing because
that's lame.
That's obvious.
I want to do something different.
Well, I didn't want to do pod racing because that's stupid.
But he said when you come out and get ready to go on the fast part, it should say, now this is pod racing.
Yeah.
When you go around, I was like, yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm sure you'll finish this time, Annie.
Yes.
Shut up, kid.
What do you got for us, Katrin?
All right, you ready?
Hold on. I'm buckled up and ready
to
go.
It's not time to buckle in yet. Yeah.
All right. It's not time to buckle in.
Yeah. This is Test Track presented by Bespin Motors.
Oh.
Welcome to Bespin. Let's try that again. Welcome to Bespin Motors. In a moment, the bay doors will open and you'll be in a cloud car testing facility. Today, you'll be helping us perform various tests on the Storm 4 Twin Pod Cloud Car. A cloud car is a two-person vehicle that we primarily use for patrolling our mining colony here in Bespin. The Storm 4 consists of twin pods connected by a repulsor lift engine and is powered by an ion engine. As you enter the hangar, you'll be given one of two key cards. The card will give you more information about your task and let you know which pod to enter. One of you will be assigned the pilot position and the other will be the gunner. Once you're in your assigned pod, we'll activate the comms. Safety is of the utmost importance, as these armored vehicles are able to travel at speeds of up to 1,500 kilometers per hour, whoa, or 932 miles per hour. So make sure your seatbelt is fastened appropriately. We'll give you more instructions along the way. Good luck out there. So you get in the pod, and let's. So I've got. There's two different comms that come on if you're in pod one or pod two. So pod one, the pilot. Hello there. Can you hear me okay? Great. You're our pilot for this test run, so I'll be giving you special instructions about maneuvering your cloud car. In front of you is a steering wheel to help you control the vehicle. It takes a little bit to get used to, so don't be alarmed if you end up going sideways. If things go bad, we can take over and make sure you get back safe. The first thing you need to do is put on your safety belt. Good. We can see that you've connected the harness correctly, and we're ready to activate the controls. Go ahead and press that button that's flashing in front of you. That will start the engine, and we'll finish performing all the system checks. And now in pod two, the gunner. Hello there. Can you hear me okay? Great. You're our gunner for this test run, and your job will be to test the blaster cannons. In front of you is a set of joysticks to control the cannons, and you'll pull the triggers to fire. We'll give you some targets to test the performance along the way, so stay sharp and do your best. The first thing you need to do is put on your safety belt. Good. We can see that you've connected your harness correctly and you're ready to activate your controls. Go ahead and press that button that's flashing in front of you. That will start the guns and we'll finish performing all the system checks. I did a copy paste. Oops. That didn't work. Anyways. And now they're going to communicate with both pods. Okay. All of your system checks are completed successfully and we've prepped the test course for you. Pilot, press the green button on the right to release the brake. Good. Gunner, press the red button on your left to unlock the weapon system. Okay, you're ready for the first test. Let's check the handling. We'll start you off at a slow speed and take you on some turns. Get ready to show us what you got. And Gunner, if you see any targets pop up, you are weapons free, so take out as many as you can. So they do the run, you're zooming around, and you're in the cloud cars. All right, good job. You didn't crash. So let's move on to the environmental tests. Cloud cars have the ability to handle extreme condition. The next part of the track will test both, so get ready. Both conditions being cold and hot. Left that part up. You're doing great. Now let's see how you do with some obstacles that will make you go up and over and down and under. Pilot, you'll need to pull back on the wheel to go up and then push it forward to go down. Get ready. Well, that could have been better, but at least the car is still in one piece. So obviously it didn't go real well. All right, it's time for the speed test. You're not ready for the max speed, but we're going to test to make sure the car is able to properly accelerate and slow down when it needs to. Gunner, you'll need to have good reflexes to hit these targets, so be ready. You can switch to the gun mode to automatic, and that will allow you to just hold down the trigger for multiple shots at a time. To switch the mode, press the blue button on the right side. All right, I hope you're ready for this. So they go through, and that's the big zoom part around the end of the track, and make it to the end. Congratulations, you've made it. Looks like we'll have to do some repairs, but with your help, we're able to see where we can improve the storm for. Be careful as you exit, and be sure to visit the simulator facility to try out some of our other ships. There you go. Test track presented by Bespin Motors.
I liked it.
And at the end, you can build pod racers.
And you can build. I was trying to figure out fast vehicles in Star Wars that weren't land speeders and pod racers.
That
came up, and thought that was kind of interesting.
There's like a food stand at the end. You could have like those cloud pancakes that are all fluffy.
Cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sticky.
Can have some.
Have bread that you just add water and it makes bread.
Bespin fizzes.
You know, the best thing is if somebody has cotton candy in a little squirt bottle and just dissolve.
Oh.
So just all the kids.
Ruiner of dreams. Yep.
Like to watch the world burn, folks.
Well, I liked it. I think we had four great attractions tonight.
Yeah. Three great ones and one okay.
Here's yeah.
No. The math would, who was the
I would be the okay. It's fine.
Oh, I was saying me. No, everybody was
no, good. It was great.
This is pod racing.
Three awesome ones and one really awesome one.
Thank you.
I'll let you decide the really awesome ones.
Who could it be? Well, they were all good.
They were all great. Yeah.
I liked parts.
Asian parts.
No, I mean, like
when they were all over.
Like when you were in a car moving around.
Favorite part. I really like the part where we built the pod racers.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Three voices.
There is a new Lego set that's being released very soon that is two pod racers going after each other through the canyon. It's very cool looking. And an eye interceptor is the other one that's coming out.
I have three sets that I still need to finish building. Uh-huh. Like, you know, when you get them, you know, I got a couple for Christmas, you know, because why not an almost 40-year-old man get Lego for Christmas?
Mm.
You know. Whatever, yeah, you guys understand. That's why we're here. But you like pace yourself because if I get them done really quick, then I won't have anything else to build.
Yeah, we got Lego Stitch. We got Lego Stitch that hasn't been made, and a giant Lego pirate ship that still hasn't been made.
Ooh,
I was all about the Lego pirate ships.
Yeah, my first one.
We typically like to just go through them and get them done. But we did get two helmets. I say we because my son got them and I do them with him. But I finished the one that I was working on, Commander Cody. And he's got Captain Rex that he'll put a piece on and watch TV and just get distracted.
Right there is the Darth Vader helmet. So
I got Mandalorian right there.
Ooh. Yeah.
I got these helmets.
I've got 175 pop figures.
Yeah, I got the bat plane, the Lego bat plane up on the wall.
When my son gets Legos, they're like automatically done. Like
he has Mark Hamill's autographed picture.
Oh, what are we doing?
There it is.
Anyways, my son just gets to him like.
I'm going to give that to Catron just to make Ryan upset.
What?
Yeah, I got Carrie Elway's autograph. Like recently,
because Ryan gets everything. Everybody gives Ryan's cool stuff.
It's true. Stuff.
I can't help it. It's okay.
Hey, I'm getting something cool for Comic Palooza. Hopefully, get it. This guy's gonna print me a Pit Boy, the new Pit Boy. So now I have to buy other pieces to go in it. So I don't know if it'll have it ready. A pit bull.
Is it doing the phone version that you can put your phone in? Or?
No.
Oh.
It's you put like a Raspberry Pi, which I have, and a screen and all the buttons and knobs and all that. Like it'll function. And it has you have to download and all this stuff to put it. So it functions.
That's awesome.
He's very excited about it. And I was like,
you're not? No.
I'll try it because I've not. I've done a little bit with Raspberry Pi, but not soldering wires and things like that. So it'll be fun.
There was an episode of I Am Geek where you.
Blueberry.
Wasn't there an episode of I Am Geek where you talked about how easy it was to do Raspberry Pi?
Very easy to set up a Retro Pi. It is very easy.
There's two things you need to know.
Two things.
Two things. How to read.
You need to know how to read.
Oh, and, we're done.
And you know English.
And that's all you need to know.
That's all right.
Drop this.
And so, it is very easy.
I saw the issues with like the wiring. You can use Tinkercad. They've got a circuit board tester.
Yeah. So
you can actually like build a wiring pattern and test if it's going to work.
Yeah. Cool. I use tape a lot.
I saw that the Fallout the Fallout show, their Pit Boys were iPhones. Because the girl
Androids are way better.
The girl broke a bunch of them.
Oh.
Lucy. Was that her name on the show? She's like, I would just like hit stuff and it'd go flying through the air and I'd break another iPhone and they have to give me another one.
Wow.
So
I did make one, a cardboard one for the Comet Palooza. Mm-hmm. And I started making another one.
Are you bringing your jumpsuit?
But I hadn't finished yet. But the phone fits in there and you have a part that goes up to it. Yes, that's the plan, is to bring the jumpsuit. Especially if I can get at least part of the Pit Boy working. So we'll see. But I may still bring it anyways. And then, I mean, because that's the thing about a Fallout person is they could just be wearing a suit.
It's true. Be looking normal.
And you can like throw other things on, like just a helmet or just random things that they find in the wasteland.
Yeah. Mm. I'll buy it from you for like 15 bottle caps.
But they have to be the right bottle caps. It's not just any bottle cap.
The Nuka-Cola bottle caps. Right?
Yeah, there's a few, but yes.
I don't know. I don't play the game.
Harder to counterfeit.
Oh, I look at there.
I forgot you had that.
Well.
If you're not watching on YouTube, Chris just walked in with the Fallout. What are those things called?
Titan
helmet. On. Looks so big on you.
So big.
So yeah, you could bring that.
Yeah.
And okay. I'll be the only person without Fallout stuff.
I was going to do a Back to the Future cosplay for Comic Palooza.
I thought you are still doing that.
I decided not to. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Future.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I was going to do. And then I read some more about what anyways. So I was going to do when he gets to 1955 and he shows up in his dad's room as Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
In that jumpsuit. So I was going to get one of those, and everything I read about the ones I was looking at that are cheap are like, it's a sauna. So I was like, I do not want to wear that in Texas. So I decided not to.
Are you still doing the Ghostbuster stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got the helmet. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was also trying to find a Walkman, and I finally found one that was like $10 that I was going to use, but yeah, cause he has the Walkman and a hair dryer. And I was like, I can get the hair dryer from the hotel room and
maybe
make it work.
Oh, I don't know. Some don't have them anymore.
Some of them are attached to the wall. So yeah.
You have to rip it off the wall. That'd be
fun. Has the drywall on it still?
That's right. So yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, that's not too far away. So I gotta work on my costumes and stuff. But I'll be going to hopefully Galaxy's Edge May 3rd. Well, May 4th for the May 4th.
Mm,
nice. So hopefully I'll be there. So if you're listening and you'll be around, come see me. Come find me. It's gonna be a pain. But I think I'm gonna take my droid backpack. Take my droid. I've never done that before. Should be fun.
What's everybody else doing for May the 4th?
I don't know. That's all I'm doing.
There's I have some options.
Oh, you're coming to Disney?
No.
Not going to Disney. So one of them is there's a place called Beyond the Batcave. It's a no, that's not right. They have a podcast called Beyond the Batcave. It's Batcave Treasures. It's a geek store, you know, with action figures and all those kind of things, right? So they're doing their own thing called Beyond Con or something like that, and it's they're starting it. It's that they're going to have it at like this church, and so I was like, ooh, this will be a test run for my helmet and everything.
Oh,
you know? So that's on May the 4th, and then also the Memphis Symphony Orchestra is doing a May the 4th celebration.
Oh,
so I was like, that could be fun too.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some of the new blue milk. And
have you found any yet?
I haven't looked yet, but did you see Ron found some? Did you see his video?
I saw some
Star Wars
Jedi podcast. Yeah.
So he did, and he like spit it out of the camera.
Oh,
he's like, oh, this is amazing.
And also Dano found some at Target.
Yeah, and it's popping up.
It was pretty good.
It's like vanilla. It tastes like a vanilla milk.
Yeah.
It is vanilla. Dairy.
It's milk.
Yeah. Dairy. It's vanilla milk is what it is. Yeah.
Supposedly it tastes sort of like Nesquik consistency but vanilla instead of chocolate.
Oh, I'm in.
It's nothing like Galaxy's Edge.
No.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm actually going to probably get some more tattoos because there's a local tattoo shop doing May the 4th Star Wars Flash tattoos, which my most recent one is a Star Wars Flash tattoo. It's the Death Star with like the Flash dagger going through it.
Yeah. It's a Jedi tattoo, right? Where they're like destroying the Death Star with a dagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with that.
I thought it was symbolized the millions of people that died on the Death Star.
Yeah. That's what it is to me.
True. Tribute.
Needlessly.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. This has been fun. That's We've combined both shows. Mm-hmm. So no matter which one you listen to, you'll hear this episode. And then we'll get back to this. We'll separate back
and do back to our own places.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get back to your own I'm Geek and live with the Landspeeder.
Stay in your lane.
Won't cross the streams. This is what happens when you cross the streams, I guess. This mm-hmm. is what you get.
So. Yeah, technically, me and Derek are not supposed to be in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen us in the same
building? I have now.
No.
Not in the same building.
Not in the same place. Ever?
Mm-hmm. Virtually.
People are starting to talk.
Just virtually. Mm-hmm. So AI I'm
actually
works.
Just AI. Yeah.
No.
So am I. Neither of us exist.
See, Chris is actually my twin. I consumed him in the womb, and he lived in my brain for years. And then he emerged with powers to animate.
Stronger.
Yes.
And I can walk.
And we've gone full circle now, so it's time to go.
Derek froze.
Oh, yeah, Derek's dead.
Derek's,
it's okay.
Derek's AI froze. So,
yeah. Yeah, his AI froze. It's fine. He actually looks like AI right now. It's weird. luscious.
That was so hard. When you have like so when you have the video light beaming in your face, I try not to blink. My eyes are like burning. Like,
your eyes look so empty. That's the name of this episode.
I mean, that's like my soul.
Well, thank you for listening or watching. I am Geek and Living with the Landspeeder. And yes. If tell your friends all about it. If you like us, subscribe, like, comment, all that fun stuff.
So another fun thing.
I guess we are ending.
Yeah, no. But this goes along with it. So props to Katrin for his work putting up all these episodes.
Yes.
Because I listened to it on Google Podcasts, and that is over.
It's gone.
And you can hit a button that says, transport or whatever onto YouTube Music. Well, yeah. There was only 3 of the 15 podcasts that I subscribed to that made it. And I Am Geek and Living with the Landspeeder were 2 of them.
We did it. He did it. We didn't. I didn't do anything.
We did it.
And like the other ones were some really big podcasts, like The Dollop, Making Disney Magic. So like
we're up there. It's because of Katrin. And his ability to do Raspberry Pis.
His gun show.
Nothing to do.
He can read and he can speak English. He made it happen. Thank you, Katrin.
You're welcome.
Katrin.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're
working with you.
We'll see you next week one of these shows. I don't know what next week will be.
Well, what are we going to fight over it?
Living with the Lands.
Oh, Living with the Landspeeder. Oh, gosh. 2 back to back.
What attraction shall we do?
Maybe we'll have a guest. I don't know. You'll find out next week on Living with the Landspeeder, and then we'll be back with I Am Geek as we get closer and closer to Comic Palooza. See you next time on I Am Geek / Living with the Landspeeder. Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
I don't have glasses.